Your Honor, Bench, are you here? I think the court was right. The nominative fair use is an affirmative defense that should be pleaded in the answer. And Judge Cole in this district had a case, Jagowski versus Gimbori, and she made the conclusion. It is an affirmative defense. It should be in the answer. And the cases defendants cited are all summary judgment cases or final judgment cases. Even in the Toyota case, when the Ninth Circuit established the nominative fair use, it remanded the case for retrial. Also, going to the facts, I think all the cases defendants cited are about genuine products. The Toyota case is about genuine Lexus cars. The Adobe cases is about the reselling of genuine copies of Adobe software. The same with the Novell case. So in that case, the defendants actually are accurately describing genuine copies of the software. Here, we are different. The complaint alleged the software they made, the copies they made, were illegal copies, unlike those in Adobe. So this case is very similar to a counterfeit software case. And you cannot say, I accurately described the counterfeit copy of the software by using a trademark. Even if we go to the nominative fair use factors, the three factors, the very first factor is you have to use the mark not more than necessary. It's not necessary for them to use the mark. They can simply say, you know, you can use the port mapper. I mean, that's an industry standard name. Instead of saying, you start, you know, Power RPC port mapper. So it's unnecessary for them to use that trademark. They use that trademark for some purpose. And the complaint, of course, alleged likelihood of confusion due to that, because some customer who saw that and will get the impression, you know, this is a valid copy, a genuine copy of the Power RPC port mapper. You know, they couldn't even pass the first test of the factors. You know, even if we try to litigate a summary judgment or on the merits, as a matter of law, we cannot conclude, you know, they'll prevail on that claim.